This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. Oh, Friday. Have a great Friday, you motherfuckers. Friday, May 6th, 2022. Don't freak out, Vinny. It's the secret show.
Still jarring, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the first really one is always like, oh, yeah, that's right. We can fucking swear. Oh, shit.
All right, take it easy.
Oh, I can't. I'm just so psyched it's Friday. I love Fridays.
I am too.
Yeah. Plus, we have a meeting today. Oh, my God. I love meetings.
An emergency one, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. Email us at 9 o'clock at night. First thing I woke up to, what's this? Oh, no. A meeting.
Yeah, I got it before I went to bed.
I actually think that's worse.
Oh, yeah. It is worse.
How are you going to get to sleep with that?
Right. Mm. And open-ended, too. It wasn't like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about the orange peels you left in the studio.
Right.
Don't eat in there.
Yeah.
That's not for food. Mm. It wasn't specific. It was just the, hey, how about
we meet tomorrow? What time works for you? None. No times.
Well, I'll start wringing my hands now until they're raw and bloody. And then, right. You know, whenever, I'll be wide awake.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Anyway, you know what we haven't done enough of? We haven't done any bad advice. So I don't know if we don't have any, but we didn't get to any.
No, we do.
We didn't get to any with Eddie.
We had a very
V-Hale.
Oh,
it was just action packed, you know.
Busy
those guys come with so much.
Okay, I'll take a chance on this one. It's called Jizzical.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Ever had any experience with that, Sarah?
A Jizzical? No, I have not. I haven't. Has anybody here frozen their jizz? I mean, I assume that's what we're talking about here, frozen jizz.
Mm-hmm. I have never done that.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
You want like a protein shot you could drop in a smoothie later? I'll just freeze that. Oh. No?
No.
Okay. Please don't say my name. Don't worry. We won't. I'm a gay man in his 30s who's had a consistent issue finding dates where the conversation does not become hypersexualized right out the gate. I'm all for being sexually liberal, but I find it jarring when the conversation topic turns to fisting or something equally eyebrow-raising within the first 10 minutes of meeting. There are certainly some major differences between gay and straight dating, and I believe this to be one of them, at least within the gay male community specifically. So this guy says, these guys are just getting right to it a little too fast. Here's an example.
Bunch of horn dogs.
Here's an example, you horn dogs.
It's fun.
I recently met a beautiful emergency room doctor at a party. They met at a party, too. This wasn't some guy he trolled online, you know, who was like, yeah, I'm talking to you because I want to fuck you. And that's
it wasn't on Grindr.
Apparently, it was at a party.
Okay.
A beautiful emergency room doctor at a party. He made a specific effort to come talk to me, and I left the event with his number and a date plan for the following week. We booked a table at a Michelin-starred Peruvian restaurant. This will be relevant later. Mm. Oh, boy. Why? Because of the meat? And continued to text throughout the week, up until the day before our date. That morning, I woke up to a text from him. Hey, can I ask you a favor? Knowing he was an ER doctor, I thought the favor would be along the lines of, I'll be on call tonight, so I may need to leave dinner. Reasonable, right? Unfortunately, he took a different approach. When I responded, sure, I'll do you a favor. Without knowing what he was going to ask, big mistake, he wrote verbatim, before you come to dinner, will you jizz into a condom, freeze it, and stick it up your ass?
What? Can you read that again?
Sure. Here's what he texted verbatim. Before you come to dinner, will you jizz into a condom, freeze it, and then stick it up your ass? Huh. Everybody okay with that? I mean, I'll do it. Sure, what do we do?
To where?
Yeah, I'll do it. My immediate reaction was laughter. This has to be a joke, right? I decided to punt back with, for date one, what are you going to do on date two? Light me on fire? He did not find that amusing. He said, well, if you don't do it, then dinner is off.
Whoa.
Well, then dinner's off.
Yeah.
Like, that's my attitude, even if she's a hot, you know, if, well, for me, it would be a hot chick, but even if she's a hot chick doctor, no, that's not the way this is going to go. You're not the boss of me.
I think this, right off the bat, this is coming down to, this guy's looking for someone to connect with on a human level, not about sex, about love, and not necessarily just because I want to fuck this dude. And
that's
get
so
on
harsh,
life.
Though, to ask for such a
I
weird
know.
Thing.
After texting friendly all week.
Right.
And making
all right,
a
go
date.
On.
So safe to say they never met. They didn't go out. He was like, no, I'm not fucking freezing jizz in a condom and then sticking it up my ass for
the
you to pull out later or
for me
whatever.
Is like, I'm trying to imagine if you were to jizz in a condom, right? The condom, how much jizz do you have?
Not much.
Right, exactly. So how do you even put that in your, like, does it, are you supposed to put water in there and
Yeah, like, are we making
it?
A full? Well, that's gonna leak because it's melting quick in the hot, hot ass.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is you're gonna have a wet butt.
How do you even insert that though?
Well, it's like a bullet. It freezes into a bullet.
Yeah,
at the tip, and then you, I don't know, finger bang it up there. I don't know. Actually, I mean,
I guess that's what it is.
Tampon applicator? I'm not sure. And really, that's beside the point. He said, "No, I'm not doing that."
Right. I've never heard that. Fetish, like, you know, there's, you know how it, you sometimes you feel like, boy, I've been around long enough, I feel like I've heard it all. Never heard that one.
No, this is a first for the secret show for sure. First for this guy too. He goes on to say, I have so many residual follow-up questions. How did that fetish even present itself to him originally? Did a patient come in with an icicle up his ass and he found himself getting excited? How did jizz become part of the equation? Is this the first time he's asked someone to do this? It doesn't sound like it.
No way. You don't hit someone up like that pre-dinner for the first. Like, that's something he's worked on.
Did he expect me to be sitting at a Michelin-starred restaurant with a popsicle full of jizz melting out of my ass? What is the point? If that is where we are starting, where the hell are we going?
Right.
Well, my guess is you're not going anywhere, and I think it's for the best that this didn't happen. Safe to say, those questions were not answered, nor will they be. A few weeks later, I ran into him in public. He had his arm around another guy. When they passed, I took a second look, and lo and behold, the guy had a streak of streak on his jeans of liquid stemming from his ass to his foot. Every part of me wanted to scream, "Good first date!" as they walked by, but I exercised some impulse control. Is that true? Come on. You, the next guy you saw, you didn't imagine a streak going down his pants.
You know what?
Come on, you.
I admit that I very regularly get rid of that stuff. So I never have a giant buildup, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And yet, does anybody ever have enough that it would
run all the way down,
run down their leg and wet through the jeans they're wearing? That you tell me, Sarah. You've probably
good
been
is it good. I never.
No one's been
no.
Okay, but on this show, no one's been splashed in the face with more cum than you. So you tell us how
is,
much.
I'm
cum
assuming that's true.
The
generally will splash out
enough,
of a guy.
Not enough to defrost in your butt. Exit. I have to assume it's trying hard to escape the condom. And then get down through your underpants to your jeans and then continue to leave a track down your leg. Like, I don't believe this part. He says it's all the way down to his feet. But maybe there are dudes who are shooting massive loads and we just don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Massive, like a cup.
Well, on,
a cup of it might.
You might see it on the porn sites where, you know, they have all the stuff. They're selling, like, dick enlargements and there's this pill people take, I guess, for more jizz.
I've seen this ad.
What?
Yeah. I've seen the ad, and I don't even pay attention to it because I'm just waiting for it to let me hit skip.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
It's like a shot glass, and then they show like a little half of a shot glass filled with some murky water, and then
murky
the next
water.
Shot glass, they show it overflowing with murky water, and it's the... Is that what we're talking about, Bryn?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And And I do think that some porn stars use it. The amount of fucking cum that comes out of there, I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of cum.
Well, they're pro. Like, don't forget, like, they're pro.
Like, yeah, that is, but they're like pee are... milk is what it looks like. Ugh. Yeah. Right? Don't you see that too?
I don't watch a lot of porn. You know, I'm thinking too that because the money shot seems to be the thing, I've often wondered if they're letting it go and then they quickly go to another angle where someone's just throwing some extra cum into the picture. Like, I mean, it just seems like
I think
like
they do have
amounts.
Like fake lead. Extra. I mean, yeah, you could probably make that with sugar or, and you know what I mean, or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. It's that royal icing.
But in some movies you are seeing that stuff. It's
exiting.
Actually, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's,
I mean, there's
fully
no faking
there's
that.
Not coming that's, from anywhere but there.
Right.
Yeah.
But I always just assume that's a guy, that guy's a pro. He doesn't have to masturbate before his scene because he knows how to not finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
he's not even all that
four,
interesting.
Four
barely
minutes.
get it up. Like, that's porn. It's another porn. That's what right. I do for work.
Yep.
So this guy goes on.
Okay.
After that big lie about it going all the way down to his feet. Come on.
Well, yeah, look, who among us doing this show hasn't exaggerated one point or another?
Oh, we have. That's point. Why I don't dislike the guy because
right.
I just think, come on. Don't not lie. Me. Don't lie to the liars. So the remaining question I have is, in a hypersexualized environment, what is the best way to shift a conversation with a date or potential date from sexual to platonic without seeming like an ass or super conservative? I can't have sex with people I don't like, despite what they may look like. So it's imperative I have signed off on their personality before we get naked. I feel for this guy. I think that there's just a lot of people who are out there randomly sticking it in places and not caring and not looking for someone to like.
Do you remember, his name's Isaac Mizrahi?
Yeah, sure.
And he kind of got himself into trouble because he was doing quite a bit of stuff. Like, he was doing red carpets, and he ended up on, I don't know if it was Letterman, but I think it was. But, and I'm going to paraphrase again, this is all off like a 20 years ago memory.
Okay.
But it was him saying something that was about gay marriage. The conversation went there, and he was like, no. Why would I want to do that? That is for heterosexuals. The whole joy of being gay is not being locked down into, and it, he got in trouble because it was at a time when gay people were trying to get
we're
the right for
it,
marriage.
Right.
And so it was obviously he had a very different opinion on
he did.
That. And that's okay, but it caused him trouble. I do understand where this guy's coming from. Like, we talked to Scott for many years, and it was always interesting to listen to his adventures because they were not related to actually liking someone, but more about the polo shirt with the collar up that he wore or whatever.
Sure. It was that he just wanted to.
He had Gucci shoes. Are you kidding? I had to.
I didn't even look up past his shoes. I just was looking for someplace to put it.
So I do, on one hand, admire gay men because they have stronger sex drives than women, and they don't need to worry about the woman being like, no, I don't want to do that again. We've done that once this week. Hmm. In a gay relationship, they can both just hammer each other and happily so. I admire that. I think that's good. Similar sex drives is a good thing, except in this situation, I understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to do that with girls. I don't
looking
want
for a human connection.
I actually am on a date to talk to you and hope that we, and that is part of the connection, you know, the intimacy yeah. you share, but it's not good. And I've definitely not boned someone because I was like, we're not a fit here.
Mm. Just because you're saying yes and I'm ready doesn't mean that
it's not going to go my way. I can already see that.
Yeah. I there has to be a gay dating site that isn't Grindr, which I don't even know much about Grindr. I just assume it's a hookup site like all these things are, Tinder and et cetera. Isn't there some place that this guy could say, listen, I am actually looking to connect with someone on a human level. I'm not saying I'll never have sex with you. I'm saying that I'm looking to have sex with someone that I like. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
do
up.
Do we have any, and I haven't been on these dating sites, and that's the truth. So, yep. You know, whatever. think what you want. But I don't know. Wouldn't a dating site have a gay page?
Mm-hmm. Tinder has it.
Yeah. Oh, Tinder
has a gay
section too?
Tinder's not much better than Grindr, but, you know, in terms of...
But like eHarmony or...
Yeah,
you know,
think that there would be...
Whatever some of the other ones are.
You know, a similar for, you know, gay men or a similar for...
Right.
Lesbian women.
Or, you know, some man-seeking woman, man-seeking man,
right,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. eHarmony has it too.
Yeah.
It's matchmaking.
Yeah, I feel like you just need your match made. You know, you need to find someone... It sounds like you're not really into the dating thing. I don't know what to... I don't know what my... Does anyone have advice for this guy?
I
just
really
feel like I'm out of my depth.
Sometimes you go out on dates and you say, hey, I'm tired of dating and all the flings and the, you know, I want some... I'm looking for something.
I want someone to be a partner with and to go on trips with.
Yeah, a little more serious. I'm, you know, I'm not just trying to fuck anymore. That was my old days. And so looking for some substance here. How's that?
Is that something you can just go ahead and put on your page so that?
Nah, I wouldn't put that.
I don't think so. No.
Why not? Maybe some this guy, if he saw that, he'd be like, "I gotta talk to this guy."
Sometimes it's a little bit too much of a commitment if you say all that, you know.
Yeah, almost like you're
looking
for
marriage.
Yeah, I want to be in love.
Find
my wife. I do think though that for this is what I'll say to this gentleman. I can't speak on how exactly you're gonna find a worthwhile mate. It sounds that's what you're looking for. But I will tell you that I know a lot of gay men that do have good, solid marriages and or relationships, and they're not swingers. Now, I also have had many people write this show and say, even gay marriages, most of them are open. So it may very well be what this person is experiencing is truly the difficulty facing young gay men today is that they're not going to find someone.
And they're expecting to find kind of a monogamous situation, which most, I don't know this for a fact, but they're, you know, it sounds like we're saying most gay men are not really looking for that.
I'm going off what's written to me. I'm not out. I'm a married guy with kids that works at 4 a.m. Like,
oh, you haven't
come
out yet. Okay.
I can't be out.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Well, right. I mean, you've got that family to protect. So.
Right.
We'll support it, though, Vin, when it's right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying, like, I do think that that's a bummer, and that's...
Yeah.
But stay the course. Don't... You I think you will... It's Look at our Coco.
Yeah.
Who was more bitter and pissed off than Coco?
Well,
V-Hale was,
V-Hale. Okay, but still, and that's another level. That's like the dark side. But still, Coco.
The dating dark side. You
nice
just
lady.
V-Hale.
Bitter as hell.
Your profile picture's a fucking you in a car? What the fuck's a seatbelt doing there?
Yeah,
why is that a problem?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But now Coco's
I'm always in trouble when I'm dating her.
Now Coco's in a great relationship and happy as could be.
Happy as a clam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happy as a clam.
She found her fit.
Aww. It's adorable. How's that going? You do your fucking homework yet, bitch? Oh, she can't
talk.
Oh, she conveniently can't talk. Huh. That's interesting. I feel like she could talk if she really wanted to, but... Mm-hmm.
She's acting like she's busy.
Yeah. Oh, she's all, oh, I have someone in there.
I also think she's saying right now in her own way, read my sweatshirt, fuckers.
I'm going to Disneyland. All right. Well, on that note, listen, we appreciate you listening to our secret show. Anytime you need any kind of help with anything, be it sexual or a roommate problem or
look,
I don't know.
I just did the best joke of the whole day for Coco, and we're not even hearing her laughter.
No.
This sucks.
She's going crazy.
There's no payoff
in
that
for
me.
It'd be interesting if her mic turned on now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Huh.
All right. Bryn at RadioAlice.com, BRYN. Thank you for listening to our secret show, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.